Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Edition of the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the guy we call the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, Mike. It's great to be with you, and I'm staring at Tommy Lasorda's wine, and it's got a big number two on the side of the bottle, and that's Tommy's. And we're celebrating him. By the time the show's over, I'll have drunk this entire bottle.
That's very good. We're in Fullerton, California, at the beautiful Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante. The mayor is here with us. Mayor Bruce, we need you on the line over here. Can we have Mayor Bruce? We could have you on the line here. And we're celebrating Tommy Lasorda today. Tell us how this all started here, Mayor. Mayor Bruce Whitaker is nice enough to stop by. He's been going since this morning. What's happening?
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. And what happened was, when Tommy passed, sadly, about a week into this year, we were in lockdown during the pandemic. And I was recently installed as mayor again, my third term as mayor, and I felt very badly that we weren't able to provide the tribute that he deserved.
Really? So you've done it today. You've teamed up with Tommy's hometown city in Italy, is that right?
Yes. His father, Sabatino, was born in Tolo, Italy. And for those who don't know Tolo, it's a fairly small town about halfway down the boot on the Adriatic side. They're known for olives and wines. They're in the Abruzzo district. They're also a key leg in the Tour of Italy, a major cycle race. And we have much in common, including a Mediterranean climate, even though we don't have the Mediterranean here.
Abruzzo is where Tommy Lasorda would always talk about his great wines, as Fred just mentioned here at the show. So you started this morning. There was dedication. And sadly, we lost Tommy's lovely wife, my favorite buddy, Joe Lasorda. So we're celebrating both Tommy and Joe Lasorda here today. It is really Lasorda Day in Fullerton, California.
It was going to be a very joyous event all day long, but that did add a note of sadness.
Yep.
And but we made it a dual tribute as well to Joe Lasorda, who was described by Jim Hill this morning as Tommy's rock.
Yep, and she was.
And, you know, we're just so proud that they were residents of our city for 58 years, that they raised their family here, and we have a very solid claim to be his hometown, and we're proud of it. We'd like to make this an annual event.
Lasorda's lived here for how many years in Fullerton, California?
58.
And Tommy would make the commute from here to Dodger Stadium, right?
Often he'd have a driver, a limo. Recently, I've gotten to know his latest assistant, Felipe,
yep,
who would drive and schedule and assist him.
I don't want to tell stories out of school, but we'll be doing that. But I've called Tommy a few times when he was driving himself in the Diamond Lane. But he always had a case of baseballs there, I think, just in case he got pulled over. It was an amazing thing. So you started out the morning with a dedication, right? And you planted a tree?
A virtual signing with Mayor Angelo Rodica of Tolo.
Yep.
And so we're very pleased with that new arrangement. And in their honor, we planted an Italian olive tree just on the east side of City Hall, along with our other three sister city trees, Morelia, Mexico, Yongin, South Korea, and Fukui, Japan.
Wow.
And all these towns are really big on baseball.
Oh, they certainly are, especially with the Lasordas sitting over there. This is really great. Now, what do you have coming up tonight?
Right now, I'm going to have to leave here shortly to throw out the first pitch of the first Tommy Lasorda Invitational Tournament for Little Leaguers in Fullerton. We have championship Golden Hills Little Leaguers, and it's a single elimination tournament. There are six games starting shortly.
Six
games.
Tommy would love that, huh?
He would.
It really would be good. So that's great. And so you're going to be leaving and coming back in time for the dinner, right?
Absolutely. Plan on being here.
All right. Mike, our clock is going well. Are we right on time here with what we're doing? We're waiting for the first break to come up. We've got a lot of people here on our broadcast. We have not only the mayor, Bruce Whitaker from Fullerton, but Matt Young, one of the all-time great pitchers for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Seattle, you name it. He's pitched it. He's a situational lefty. That left hand has been insured by Lloyd's of London. Am I right, Matt?
Absolutely correct.
It's right
still
there.
Insured today.
And then a friend of yours, Fred, maybe you'd like to do this introduction here to the gentleman on my left.
Well, this is just fantastic.
We need an introduction for this guy.
I'm here looking at Tommy Lasorda's number two wine and thinking of this is exactly what my good friend Vince Ferragamo needs. And for his, he needs 15.
I'd have to have 1.5 on
you
it,
have to
Fred.
Have
You're
1.5 on there. You got to have 1.5 on there, and it would be a little bit bigger than this one.
Number 15, of course, the great Vince Ferragamo is here with us as well here on the big broadcast. And we're going to just settle back and tell some stories here today. We were going to have Ron Say here. We were going to have Oral Hershiser here, but they're a little under the weather. So we're going to go with the group we have here. That means more work for you, Matt Young.
That's okay.
Sure, you're going to be able to do that? More work for you, Vince.
I brought my guy.
He's up ready. For it. He's up for
it. He's ready to pitch, actually, so we're ready to go.
All right, so that's good. So thank you, Mayor Bruce Whitaker. We thank you very much for being with us.
Happy to be in such esteemed company. We had Mike Socha and Eric Karros there this morning as well. We were expecting Oral Hershiser and others as well.
But we had Oral, but now he's got the night off. So
the entire Dodger Nation, though, is with us as one in Fullerton. We bleed Dodger blue.
It really is.
God bless.
And the Dodger in the sky is looking down on you. Thanks so much for all what you've done.
Here, what do you think of this restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's? Is this like the headquarters for Lasordaville?
It's long been a favorite of ours in Fullerton, and it's legendary in North Orange County. My wife Linda's lifelong Fullertonian. And
Fullertonian, is that what we call people here?
Yeah. And Cynthia does a great job here.
Cynthia Peck, she's beautiful.
Yes, we always feel wonderful when we're here, and the food is great. And good times.
And when Tommy was here, the soup was always served extra special, hot. Piping hot. Who said that, right?
That's right.
Italians like
turn
that.
It. He'd return it if it wasn't hot.
Is that true, Vince?
That's true.
The way
almost
it should
burn
be.
Your lips.
Yes, he loved it hot, burning hot. He went. Amazing, this guy. This is one of the amazing stories of all time. A lot of food stories that we'll have here today. I know Matt Young has one as well, too, when he came up to the Dodgers. But I was at Napa Rose Restaurant, and Tommy would order the appetizers there. And, you know, Napa Rose, kind of a high-end restaurant, has a great little linguine appetizer. And Tommy ordered that, and they brought it over to him, and they set it down, and he nudged me with his elbow. And he says, "Mike, take a look at this." He says, "They call that a serving." He says, "Bring me three more of these." And he had three appetizers before he got to the main meal.
Yeah, you have plenty of entrees, you know, before you fold up.
Vince, you do wine, right? At your house, you converted a corral in the backyard into a vineyard. Tell everybody about this.
Well, there was a space where my kids used to ride their pony when they were young. And then so it was doing no service. And I said, "I'm going to plant some vines there." So we planted
Atta
vines.
Boy.
And, you know, miraculously they grew. And they were Sangiovese, which obviously
to
is
your
that
surprise,
time varietal.
To your surprise.
Well, you know what? But most varietals, Fred, they don't grow away from their homeland. So most of, like, Nebbiolo, Montepulciano, Nero di Avila, you know, Nerello Muscolese, those kind of grapes just grow in their own indigenous soil, and they don't like to be away from Italy.
But they grew in your backyard.
But no, the Sangiovese actually is one of the varietals that will grow outside. Now, the French varietals will grow anywhere in the world, but for California, yeah, the Sangiovese and Cabernet, we found out, grew great. And to our surprise, produced a pretty decent wine.
So pretty decent wine.
Do you have a big bucket where you, like, stomp on the grapes?
No, we don't do that anymore. No, we de-stem. We pick at night, though. We do pick at night. Because when the grapes are cool, and this 2021, Fred, I'll have to get you a bottle of the wine, because it's probably one of the best wines we will have.
89, just like Tommy. Just put 89 on the bottle. Where
that was Fred's number.
That's
Fred number 89.
That's
your number 15. Matt, what number were you?
number 20, number 21, number 36, number 40.
Put them all on there. Put them all on
there. That young, numbers are going on.
One of the great players. I mean, you pitched, Matt, you pitched a no-hitter, and you didn't even complete the game, and you had a no-hitter going. Tell us about that one.
Actually, I did complete the game.
You did?
Yes, we were on the road, and it was a Sunday doubleheader.
Right.
We were on the road, and unfortunately, I walked Kenny Lofton twice.
Kenny Lofton twice.
He stole second, stole third, both times. And then the first inning, he scored on a ground ball. And the third inning, he scored on a sacrifice fly. So they scored two runs.
He stole those. No hits. He stole those on the catcher.
Absolutely
though, right?
On the catcher. Because I'm really quick to home plate.
That's good.
Really quick to home plate. So anyway, I ended up losing 2-1. So I was ready to go out for the bottom of the ninth, but the Indians had already won the game, so they wouldn't let me pitch.
And that was it?
That
so
was
you,
it.
You were going to do the bottom of the ninth.
I was ready to pitch the bottom of the ninth.
Sounds like South American baseball.
Now, you came up with the Dodgers.
I did.
You
not.
Were in the when you came to the Dodgers, you came up with Seattle, right?
Correct.
And so when you came to the Dodgers, you were an integral part of the Dodgers bullpen. A left-handed reliever is always well needed on any team. And so tell us a little bit about meeting Tommy Lasorda, the skip there on the team. This must have been he must have been happy to have a lefty on board.
Well, I would have thought he would have been, but maybe not just this lefty.
Why?
I'll give you a little funny Tommy Lasorda story.
Sure.
I had a cortisone shot in my elbow because I'd thrown quite a bit and it was a little sore. So you're supposed to get a couple days off. So on a Sunday afternoon, it was 2 days after the shot. I didn't even know who were playing. But about the sixth inning.
Were you drinking some of this Lasorda wine?
About the sixth inning, the bullpen phone rings. And Mark Cressy, our bullpen coach, says, "Hey, Matt, Skip wants to talk to you."
Whoa.
I said, "Oh, man, Skip wants to know how my arm's feeling. See how I'm doing, see if I'm
ready to
pitch."
Cares about you, right? Yeah.
I get on the phone, "Hey, Skip, what's up?" He goes, "Hey, Matt, you know that buddy of yours that owns a pizza parlor in La Cañada? We don't have any food for after the game. Can you run into my office and make a phone call and see if he can get some food down here by the ninth inning?"
He's worried about his next meal.
He was worried about his next meal. Here all along, I thought he was worried
about
my elbow.
He was a great host. Tommy was a great host.
That's right.
Believe me.
That's right. He liked you a lot, Tommy. He would always stop and introduce you to somebody, say, hey, you know who that guy is or whatever. When did you and Tommy first meet?
Well, I met Tommy a long time ago when we were in 79 when we were
were in the Super Bowl?
No. Vinny
remember.
Was there's a great story of Vinny in the Super Bowl throwing several balls to the wrong people. I said,
that was colorblind.
It was the kick that started everything off.
That's right.
But so Tommy was renowned. He crossed all the parameters of every sport here, and certainly in L.A., hockey. People loved him. They had respect for him, as well as they had their own roster of stories that everybody else had. So he was fantastic.
And when you first met him, it was then at the Super Bowl game?
No, he came out to practice out here in
Anaheim.
Anaheim?
Yeah, I think we were practicing in Anaheim.
That's right.
He gave us that pregame spiel.
Yeah, he had his own golf cart. He took a Don Klosterman, the Rams general manager,
and Don walked, didn't he?
Don shuffled, with a cane, and Tommy said, "I'll take that. I'll take this cart right here." Are you kidding me? So he gets in it and he drives. He drives around to where the practice field is, and he just sat there. And it was kind of a cool, drizzly day, and he was watching his practice and throwing hints from the sideline, yelling him out, "Bend your knees, what the hell's going on out here?
Throw it straight."
Yeah. So, but Tommy was a real character, and he was so well loved and respected. It was great to be in town, because you always read about stuff like what Matt was saying. You always read about the crazy things that he did and the jokes. He loved practical jokes, and I think I I'd go to the game. My daughter at the time was going out with Frank McCourt's son, and which you know, perked me up. And
was that what you called?
It perked me up, and I got I drove out there. I drove out to the stadium to meet this guy, and she says, "Dad, this is Frank McCourt's son. I forgot his name. What's his name?"
I don't know.
I think they call him Frank McCourt's son.
I think it was
Frank Junior.
I think that's what it was. Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and Tommy was out there, and he just he loved my daughter, and you know, certainly when he passed away, my daughter called me from Oklahoma, where she lives, and she was just heartbroken, but she had some great stories, and it was one of the great things. Is that everybody you would meet that loves sports in L.A. had a Tommy story.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody did. Everybody had their own relationship with him.
And it was like a one-on-one, right? It was like he made you feel like it was one-on-one. Mayor Bruce, when did you first meet Tommy and Joe Lasorda?
Well, we've lived for 33 years in Southwest Fullerton, just a few short blocks from where Tommy lived. It was always apparent where his house was, in a blue-collar neighborhood, because there was a huge satellite dish in the backyard that was visible. He'd be watching games all over the country all the time. Back in 2013, I was privileged to MC an event at our historic train station where Tommy was the featured guest, and Jay Johnstone and Ken Landreau were both there as well. And it was the Dodger Express heading up to Dodger Stadium for the Angel-Dodger game, the three-way series on Memorial Day. And it was a very hot day, and Tommy was out there greeting all of the fans. Tommy always so much appreciated every fan and all these young people coming up to him, and he was very patient and took time. The heat was killing the rest of us, but Tommy just kept
it would inspire him. Hang on here, Mayor Bruce. Mayor Bruce Whitaker's here with us. Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Matt Young, a tribute to Tommy Lasorda. We'll be back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the guy we call the Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The Sultan of safeties. That record will stand forever, and his name is Fred Dreyer, of course.
Thank you so much.
You saw him in Hunter. You saw him, of course, with that car of his in Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X. The list goes on and on and on. And the All-Pro defensive end for the Rams. And we're broadcasting today from the beautiful Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California. What a good-looking crowd. Let's hear from this crowd that's out here today. You guys, absolutely incredible. Tommy Lasorda today, along with Fred Dreyer and myself, Mike Horn. We got Vince Ferragamo, one of the all-time great quarterbacks for the Los Angeles Rams. He and Fred instrumental in their Super Bowl game that they played. Matt Young from the Los Angeles Dodgers from their bullpen, the famed left-hand. Yeah, we got some Clay going crazy here a little bit. We got some thing John going nuts for it. Everybody's loving this, and this is good stuff. Now, we also have the mayor, and you were right in the middle of your first meeting with Tommy Lynn and Joe Lasorda. So you lived in Fullerton a few houses down.
And I was mayor in 2013, and that really stands out as a great event because Dodger execs said, Mayor Whitaker, why don't you and your wife join us in the VIP car and go to the game, something that was unplanned. All the way up, John Stone, Landreau, and Tommy talking baseball stories, and it was great. And Tommy had heard them all before, so about halfway up, Tommy dozed off. And we got to the stadium.
Tommy dozed off.
Yeah. But, you know, you were talking about food, too, because today is about Italian food as well. And one of my favorite quotes from Tommy was he talked about his issues with food, as I've had myself over time. And he said, you know, sometimes when we win a game, I'm just so happy, I'm so enthusiastic, I eat a lot. And he said, and, you know, there are other times we lose a game, and I'm really crushed, I'm really disappointed, and I eat a lot. And he said, but once in a while, we have a game that's rained out, and I'm so disappointed that we didn't get to play that I eat a lot.
That's Dr. Tommy.
He was always eating a lot.
Vince Ferragamo, you met him where?
Well, you know, being Italian, and, you know, I think what Freddie said was when he came to practice, you know, back in 1979, you know, of course, Mr. Dodger himself, he comes over to the field and so inspirational, and it was great to see him being Italian like I am, and we just kicked it off, and we did so many things together, though. I tell you, Mike, we went to New York, we went to New Orleans, we went to Chicago. One thing, we're in Chicago at the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame banquet, so we're at Carmine's eating dinner afterwards. There's a big table, my buddy Ron with us, and we're all around the table, and we, you know, the food just kept coming and coming and coming. And at the end of the meal, you know, I go to get my wallet, and I'm going to pay the bill, and I want to leave. And he goes, come on, Ron, let's just take care of this bill, and we'll leave. He says, what are you doing? He says, Tommy, I got to pay the bill. He says, you're not paying the bill. Let's go. I'm Tommy Lasorda. I thought we were going to get thrown in jail. So we left the restaurant, and sure enough, Tommy Lasorda was good. It was good to go. We went out and did something else, got in some more trouble. I don't know. But, you know, it's Tommy. Yeah, another restaurant. But I'm telling you, he was always full of energy.
Always.
He was exciting to be around. It was just never a dull moment. You know, Mike, especially with the food and the Italian. Everything was for the Italians. He went to New Orleans. You guys been to Cafe Dumont, you know, where you have the beignet?
Oh, yeah.
They're loaded. They're a hot donut. They're loaded with sugar. He goes over there and he orders one. He says, I don't want any sugar on mine. I said, why not, Tommy? So I'm on a diet. You know, I'm on this. I gotta lose a little weight. I said, he ate everything else. We didn't have one the sugar on the donut. So I'm just like,
He's trying.
Yeah.
Matt, I want to get back to you when you're on the road with him. But I was honored to have at Napa Rose Restaurant, because we used to do our wine show from there. You were on that show, Vince Ferragamo.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan, who was the general manager and ran the wine program there at the Disneyland Resort, put together, I think it was the 80th birthday of Tommy Lasorda. He said, Mike, come on down. So I was honored to be there. And there was, you know, a lot of, I think you were there at that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Socia was there. And I'm sitting next to Mike Socia. And Mike's telling us the story that Tommy would go in on the road. He'd go into a restaurant, and Mike said everybody would sit down at the table. Nobody, they were told not to order any food. They'd wait there, and Tommy would be talking to the owner or the manager of the restaurant, and they would sit there, and the waitress would come around and say, "You guys ready to go?" And Mike, or they would say, "No, we're just drinking some water. We're not quite ready to go yet." And somebody would keep an eye on Tommy, and he would lay out a sign as soon as he had the okay, because he'd be telling the guy, "Look, these guys are the Dodgers, and you want them here in your restaurant." And finally, the owner or the manager would say, "Sure, you guys can eat for free." And Tommy would lay out the sign, and they'd say, "Okay, we're ready to order now. I'll take a hamburger or whatever you're going to do." And that was Tommy in the restaurants. Was that true on the road, Matt?
That was true quite often, but the caveat to that was that we would leave the restaurant, and Tommy would be thinking that he was getting the meal for free, and then a few of us would sneak back in and pay the bill and at least tip the waiters and waitresses. So, but yes, I've seen that move many a time.
That was a move. That was it. I first met him. I was working at KRLA, and we had gotten bought some seats in the very first row of the reserve section. And during the games, Tommy would come out of the dugout, and he'd look over at us. We're right behind home plate, and he would wave. And I'm standing up there waving, and I tell people with me, "Come on, you got to wave. Tommy's going to wave." And we'd wave back at Tommy, and then we'd sit down, and everything's going on. And so then one night, the very first meeting I had with Joe Lasorda, I think they had a telephone company, cell phone company, and she said, "Why don't you come and have Tommy do a commercial?" I said, "Okay, Joe." They went to the same eye doctor that I went to. So I go to meet her, and I'm going to meet her. She's in the loge section behind home plate in the orange section. And while we're there, she says, "Oh, hold on a second. Tommy's coming out." And during the game, Tommy came out, and he's waving at Joe right in that section. He wasn't waving at me. He was waving at his lovely wife. And so they lost the game that night, and I had to go do a recording. And I told Joe, "Joe, there's no way I'm going there. I've heard stories. He's not going to be happy in that dugout." I think it was a come-from-behind victory for the other team. It was a dismal loss. She said, "Oh, he'll be fine. You go down there." So I go down there, and Tommy's ranting and raving and fuming, and then he says, "Don't worry, we're going to do this." And he recorded the commercial. Quite a true gentleman. So,
what a great speaker he was, too, Mike. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'd seen him speak for so many different functions, and you know, he's up there on the microphone making everybody laugh, and he said this one joke about, you know, being in the Catholic Church. You know, you go to church, and he would say, "You know, I see all the time, every time I go in, it's a letter to the Corinthians." He goes, "I always wondered, did the Corinthians ever write back?" You know, so it's like the jokes that he had and the things that he used to say, it's just like, where did he come up with this stuff?
Yeah, and you would sit there mesmerized. I hope a lot of you saw him when he would speak, because he would tell stories. He told stories about a pitcher who was very religious, and they were playing a game, and it was like the ninth inning. The guy's in pitching, a relief pitcher. I don't think it was you, Matt Young, but the guy was up there, and he was having some trouble. And so finally, he goes out to the mound, and he talks to the guy. And I forget the guy's name. He says, "But hey, so-and-so," he says, "you're pretty religious, aren't you?" And the pitcher said, "Yes, I am." He says, "Let me ask you this." He said, "If you were to die right now on this spot and went up to see St. Peter in heaven, would you want to tell St. Peter you won this game or you lost this game?" He goes, "I always want to say I won this game." He says, "Now, you think you can go and get these guys?" He says, "Yes, I think I can." So he goes up there. There's two men on or whatever. He walks the third guy and then walks another guy in and loses the game. The winning run comes over, and Tommy says, "What's wrong? You told me you're going to win the game." He said, "Skip, you had me so worried about dying I couldn't pitch." Tommy Lasorda's story.
Exactly.
That's it. I love the man. He was just one of the all-time greats to be around. And when he would come in here to Angelo's and Vinci's restaurant, Cynthia should tell this story here. Get on this microphone, Cynthia, the owner of Angelo's and Vinci's. He came into this restaurant a few times, and I know at one point he used to sign autographs. He would interrupt. He told you, Cynthia, that if anybody wants an autograph, he told his players you should always give an autograph, right?
Yeah, he said if anybody were to refuse an autograph, they shouldn't be in the business.
And so what happened? He's sitting at a table one night. I'm there at that dinner. No, you're there. This is one night when you were just there when he came in. Tell the story.
Yeah, he's sitting at the table, and he actually is so generous. He always would bring something as he came in for dinner, and he brought a Dodger warm-up shirt, which I had on. And
He gave it to you to wear, right?
He made you wear it immediately. He did. He made me wear it. And I said, well, and people kept coming up to the table. They say, "Why are you wearing that shirt?" So they would come up to the table. And I said, Tommy, if you really want to have an uninterrupted dinner, you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't let me take this off. But he always would sign the autographs. And then this one little boy came up, and he had on a shirt and a hat, but they were not Dodgers shirts and hats. So this little tyke, I don't know, maybe 8 years old.
What kind of shirt and hat?
I don't know, but
it was the Yankee one. It was the Yankees. Got to tell that as part of the story for Tommy to see that.
So he's standing there with a something to sign, a mitt, I think, to sign. And Tommy says, take off that hat. And the little boy whips it off, and he holds it out of sight. And he says, cover that shirt. And the little boy's holding his shirt, trying to cover up the emblems. Okay, all right, now give me the mitt. I'll sign it now. But the little kid was so, you saw the eyes go like this, but he was fine.
And everybody, and Matt Young, you told me, he would talk to kids, whatever. Everybody had to say they loved the
dog. No, he loved kids. Tommy absolutely loved kids. He loved the players' kids. My 1 year with the Dodgers in spring training, the first time he ever met my kids, they were 5 and 3 at the time. And he would drive around spring training in a golf cart. And if he saw some kids, he knew if they were inside the ropes, they were players' kids. So he'd go over and he said, now who's your daddy? And he said, you want to ride in the golf cart? He said, yeah. He said, well, before you get in, you got to say one thing. I love my Uncle Tommy. So before they get in the golf cart, they have to say, I love my Uncle Tommy. He says, okay, now you're in the golf cart. And he'd drive around with them, and he'd stop. And he said, okay, before you get out, what do you got to say? And they both look at him. They go, I love my Uncle Tommy.
That's a great answer. All right, we're going to take a little break. Come back with more. We're broadcasting live. Tommy Lasorda today in Fullerton, California. Mayor Bruce Whitaker is here with us. And we got Fred Dreyer. We got Vince Ferragamo. We got Matt Young from the Dodgers. Vince Ferragamo. Fred, of course, from the Rams. And we're coming to you live on this very special of all days, honoring Tommy and Joe Lasorda on Lasorda Day in Fullerton, California. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, Monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the iconic actor, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams, signed by the New York Giants. Played a brief, but he was signed for a while with the New England Patriots. He told Bill Belichick how to coach and then left.
18 official moments.
18 moments.
18 minutes. I was the property of the New England Patriots.
Also joining us, number 15, the Super Bowl quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams, Vince Ferragamo. And number 20, were you at the Dodgers?
36.
36. Number 30, that's a good relief number, by the way. Matt Young, who played for the Dodgers, left-hander out of their bullpen. And we're here at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California. It is Tommy Lasorda Day in Fullerton, California, also in Italy. The mayor was here earlier. They're having a whole day of festivities. We lost Tommy Lasorda earlier this year. Just a few days ago, we lost the lovely Joe Lasorda. We love them both. We're making a tribute here on the show. Joe was one of the all-time greats. Wasn't she just a warm, friendly, understanding, just a great wife to compliment the very outspoken Tommy Lasorda?
You could call Tommy's house, and either Tommy or Joe would answer the phone.
You're right.
And we talked to Joe, I don't know how many times, tried to get Tommy to go to dinner with us, but he was either passed out.
No,
he would go. Passed out or he wasn't home. He says, she would say, Tommy's on his way home. And I said, where was he and how long ago did he leave? He said, he was down near the stadium. He left. He left about 4 hours ago. Said, well, hell, you better send out an APB. He could be on the freeway somewhere.
It's just something else. But dinner would be the real deal. I went to spring training the last few years, and Tommy would be there. This was after he managed. He would be, as you guys mentioned, in the golf cart, Matt Young and Vince Ferragamo and Fred Dreyer. And I called one night, and I said, you know, I think Tommy might go to dinner with us if I call him while he's there. So I called him up, and his assistant answered, and he says, I'll get Tommy to call you back. And I said, Tommy, we're in town, and we're wondering if you'd like to go out and have dinner with us. Because, well, when he was coaching, he was probably involved in a lot of different things. But after being sort of an executive checking out the players, he was available. So he says, well, he said, I'm going out with Ann Drysdale tonight, and I've got a couple of things going on. He says, tonight's not a good night. Maybe we'll do it later in the week. I said, well, Tommy, we're leaving tomorrow. So I said, I'm sorry, but it would have been great. And so I said, okay. And all of a sudden, maybe 10 minutes later, Tommy's phone's on the phone. He calls back, and he goes, what restaurant were you going to go to? And I said, well, I was going to take you to Ruth's Chris. And there was like dead silence, and all of a sudden you hear Tommy go, Ruth's Chris, that's a pretty good steak there. And he says, well, let me see. I'll have my assistant call you back. So here he had an event at 5 o'clock with all these people. The assistant calls back and said, Tommy will meet you at Ruth's Chris at 9 o'clock tonight.
He'll be there.
And he shows up in all his Tommy Lasorda glamour, coming, walking in the restaurant. The restaurant goes quiet. They see Tommy Lasorda walking in, sits at the table, and his assistant said, you're not going to order a dinner. I says, damn straight, I'm going to order a dinner. It's Ruth's Chris. They got some great steak there.
He
had a second dinner, right?
He's going to order something. He's going to order the best food on the menu. That's for sure.
Something else, I'm telling you. That was good. So on the road, Matt, that had to be like one of the, you know, food was the thing in his clubhouse. You mentioned that. Food was always there at the end of the game.
Good food was always there when the Dodgers went in because Tommy wouldn't stand for anything else.
It had to be, certain, like I told you, if he liked the linguine, if it was an appetizer, he wanted a heaping helping of that, and that's what he wanted.
It didn't matter where you went, Mike. Really? I was on a plane, Vinnie Viola's plane, for Mike Piazza's induction into the Hall of Fame.
Whose plane?
Vinnie Viola's plane.
That's an Italian name. I'm going to ask any more questions about Vinnie Viola.
So we met Vinnie. So, they come by to pick us up, Fred. So they take us, it's a private plane. We're going to fly into New Jersey and then take the limo to the restaurant. Got to go for the dinner.
You got to do it. That's
So when we get on the plane.
Tough, that's tough duty, Vinny.
He goes, where are you? I says, I'm working out. I'm over in Orange County. He says, will you hurry up? I never got the phone call. Hurry up and get to the airport. We'll come and get you. So they fly into Orange County, pick me up, and we take off. And it's all about the food. Because we sit in there, and they're waiting on you. We got a good meal. We got a good dinner going. So we fly in first class. They're bringing out all this food on the airplane.
On the plane?
On the plane. And we're going to a dinner in New York. We're going to eat in another hour. We got to have something on the plane. So we're the whole way over. Oh, my gosh. We got the plane back. He says, I got to go see Joe. I got to get back to see Joe. The next night, they had the plane ready for us. We come back. But he was unbelievable.
Loved baseball. Loved his family. Loved kids. Loved the fans. Just had an overall love and a positive attitude about anything. You couldn't tell time was sort of you were going to lose that game or whatever. That is the thing that drove him in this lifetime was his positive, wonderful attitude and his respect for other people, too. Remember his respect that he had for Dave Kingman after he had all those home runs in that game, Fred? You remember that press conference, don't you? When the reporter said, what did you think of Dave Kingman's performance?
That's my opinion of his performance.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, it's really hilarious. Plus, that loss was followed by a great meal.
Yeah, it sure was.
We're not going to have any. We're not going to have to throw a banquet to Tommy. Tommy will beat you to the punch.
Yeah.
And what he believed in, he believed in. We were here at this restaurant, and it was a wine signing for Lasorda Wines. And people came by. They could walk up, meet Tommy. He would sign the wine bottle, and that was it. And Cynthia's nephew comes in. Great guy. Charlie comes in. Charlie Peck Jr., and he comes in and he says, like, can I go up there and talk to the skipper? I said, yeah, he'll sign a bottle for you, whatever. So he goes up there, and Tommy's there, and Tommy was talking to somebody else and writing an inscription there, and the kid says, hey, coach, what did you think of that movie Moneyball? And Tommy's in a conversation. As soon as you're there in Moneyball, his head jerked back. He looked at the kid, and he goes, Moneyball? Moneyball? What's so good about that movie, Moneyball? And that was a movie about the Oakland A's, right? And they're using the metrics and all that kind of stuff.
If it would have been about the Dodgers, he would have been
Moneyball.
Very excited about
it. So he says, I'll tell you what's so good about that. Two words, Brad Pitt. And he goes on and on about Moneyball. About a minute, 2 minutes later, Charlie walks away. And I said, I'll bet you never ask him that question. Now, we're setting up here, and there's a dinner table. Cynthia has dinner for him that night. And, of course, Tommy, if he went to dinner, it would be usually comped, and he would invite as many friends as he could possibly get in on that comp. So Charlie Huff was there. There was a couple of scouts that were
Matt
there.
Matt was there too, probably.
He calls Mickey Hatcher to come. Now, I've never met Mickey Hatcher. Mickey shows up late, and he comes in dressed for Angelos and Vinci's in short and a battered T-shirt, and he comes, and he was, not dressed exactly, but he was there, and he's always fun. I'd heard, so I said, Mickey, while Tommy was in the restroom, I said, you got to ask him about the movie Moneyball. He did this earlier. So the whole dinner goes by, and everybody's talking. We're at dessert. We're through with dessert, and finally Mickey, just perfect timing, looks over, and he says, and Tommy's in the middle of the story, he says, hey, Skip, why don't we go out to the movies now? We go see that movie Moneyball. And Tommy stops and goes, Moneyball? And he went off on him on Moneyball.
You know, Michael, you just mentioned Mickey Hatcher. That was the third baseman I was thinking
of. Is that? So tell the story.
So Tommy's telling the story about when Mickey Hatcher and then the catcher, it was Mike Socia, and there's two outs, a guy on third base. They're playing the New York Mets at home. If you're a third baseman, the ball's hit to you, what are you going to do with the ball? You're going to throw the ball to first base,
correct.
Right?
Correct, yeah.
Instead of the catcher, Mike Socia running down first base, he's staying at home. And what does Mickey Hatcher do with the ball? He throws the ball at home plate. They tag the guy out sliding in home plate.
They did.
So he's walking off the field, three outs. The skipper comes up to him. Tommy says, what in the world are you thinking? Why'd you throw the ball to the home plate? You're supposed to throw the ball to first base. He goes, Skipper, when you play with dummies, you got to think like dummies. That's why I throw it to home plate. Does that sound like him,
That
Matt?
Sounds exactly
Absolutely.
Like him.
Sounds like Mickey.
Yes, it really does. It does indeed. What about you guys on the Rams? You must have had some stories going on, especially getting ready to that Super Bowl. That was a big deal. The Rams hadn't been in the Super Bowl. You guys take them there in 1979. Fred Dreyer there on defense. You on quarterback commanding the team down there. That ought to be a big deal against – Was it a team? Was it what, the Pittsburgh? There was a team back there that
they had. Thought they were pretty
Terry
good.
Bradshaw or somebody.
Freddie, tell them about what we were doing in Tampa Bay when we won the NFC Championship game. After the game, you take me on the field. Remember? We went out the field. You remember back then?
Should I say it?
Careful. We're on radio stations.
Then he did not quite have all of his clothes on.
Come on.
Everybody was gone. It's late. It's late. Yeah. The game's over. Been over about 2 hours.
Then he comes
hours.
Over to my locker and says, you know, everybody's leaving, so can I take my clothes off now? He said, well, all right. Take your clothes off. Would you go outside with me? Well, all right. So then he's naked, and he got a towel around him, and I ran him outside to the field. And we just won the NFC Championship. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to play Pittsburgh. Yeah. The line comes out at 13.5-point favorite. I knew that was – there's no possible way. If we don't screw the game up, if we do not screw this game up, not only will we'll cover that, we'll win. We matched up very nicely.
Yeah, we did.
Everybody matched up, Vinny, except for you.
No, that's okay.
You
it's a team
match.
Game, man. But we had 10 out of 11. It's pretty
you
good.
You did not match up well. Anyway, so the whole week starts off, and Vinny, you were magnanimous. You were fantastic. You handled the press beautifully, and they couldn't ever once pin you down to a quote because they couldn't figure out what the hell you were talking about. It was wonderful.
What's it like when you play at that level, you know? And Matt, you were in an all-star game, which is maybe not exactly, although when you played, it meant a little bit more than it does now. But what's it like playing at a Super Bowl, getting into a game like that, or in a league championship series or whatever? You turn it up a little notches a few, or is it you go in there, try to be as relaxed as you can and do your job?
Yeah, especially when you start thinking about your opponent. You know, you want to put that out of your mind. Because as good as they were, I knew we were just as good or better. And so, you know, when you have a great defense like we had, when you have a great offensive line, you know, as a quarterback, you can sleep at night. You know, you can sleep and knowing that you're going to be well protected. So, I mean, Pittsburgh was the team of the century. I mean, that was one of the best teams of all time.
They
could do anything they wanted.
No, they had we played them, I think, earlier in the season at the Coliseum. You remember that?
Yeah.
And I came out, and of course, you know, when you come up the pregame, you have your you don't have your pads on. You have a shirt on, you know, pullover.
Well, and Vinny didn't, obviously.
Oh, you're 195 pounds there.
Yeah. So I came out to the field when they were in the kicking game, and we were kicking. The two teams were out there. And I saw Mike Mansfield and a couple of the Steeler offensive linemen. And I've never seen such big arms in my life. And I walked over to Mike and I said, hey, I said, let me ask you something. Is there something wrong with your do you have some sort of inflammation that we should know about? Because somebody glued circus arms on this guy, and they were bulging out of his shirt, and his head was throbbing. It was all these guys, you know, it was the steroid era, and the mid 70s when all the teams, all the linemen in the National Football League decided, you know, we're going to be as big as we possibly can. And I've never seen – it was a tough thing for me because I was just too small. You know, I had
hang on. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Oh, wait, go ahead. You can finish. I've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway. When we went to play them in the Super Bowl, we knew that there's only certain things that they could do. And they did them very well, but we took all that stuff away from them. They only got like 65 yards rushing the whole game, and then somebody threw an interception.
We'll be back with more. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge live on Top of the Sort of Dance.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19.
We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'll tell you, this show is flowing by here. Tommy Lasorda Day in Fullerton, California. Thank you, fans, for all coming out here and supporting Tommy and Joe Lasorda. It's going to be an annual year event. We're at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer from the Sports Lounge, and our guests here on the show today. Honored to have Vince Ferragamo, former Ram legend, now a great announcer. Matt Young, Mr. Real Estate, former Dodger player. You're with what? The Mariners, the Dodgers, the Athletics, the Red Sox, the Indians, twice, I guess, with the Mariners. But you were a World Series champion in 89, am I right? What team were you with on that time?
Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Oakland. That was, everybody remembers, it was the Earthquake Series.
Oh, you were in that one? Well, what was that like playing in that one on top of it?
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Oof. And my other World Series story was in 1988. I was on the A's when Kirk Gibson hit the home run, so we have the good and the bad on both sides. Yeah.
Okay, then you got the good. That was the big.
That was a story.
LA yes. history Ooh. Moment. Other than you guys being in the Super Bowl, Vince Ferragamo, you played in Montreal too. You went to the Canadian League there for a while. What was that all about?
I jumped the same year that Freddie was renegotiating his contract, so I was out of town. I got the privilege to come back and play my last couple years, and they traded me to Buffalo, but. Yeah, that
was
with
the Packers for a little while too, right?
I ended up with the Packers. Yeah,
they could use a quarterback now. I think you know there's been some problems there. Maybe
he's back. He's back now.
Aaron Rodgers doing that, and now you're doing the wine. Can we find your wines at various places over there? Tell everybody the name of your label.
Well, VinceFerragamoVineyards.com is the website, and so it's a limited
amount. VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Okay,
right. So, but. You know, today is all about Tommy Lasorda, though, today. And, you know, it was a great tribute to him. Michael, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming here.
You know, he was always gracious. Anytime anyone stopped him for an autograph, he was always gracious to sit there and pay attention to the fan that came up to him and always sign an autograph.
You're right.
You don't see much of that anymore these days.
Good stuff. And Fred Dreyer, always good to have you here. We're going to have to wrap things up here on the show.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to have Matt and Jenny here with us as guests. And, you know, Matt, I'll tell you, not having known Tommy as well as you guys have, but having great experiences, I've never heard any player that ever played for him that didn't love him.
Thanks to Mike Gary for producing the show. Thanks to Courtney Kader for putting it together. Thanks to everybody in Fullerton. Thanks to Cynthia Peck and Angelo and Vinci's and Jeremy Dayton for our engineering the whole show. And thanks to Tommy and Joe Lasorda, as you say,
absolutely,
for everything they've done for this country.